Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Losing a loved one is never easy. We'd like to keep John with us forever so that we don't have to mourn. But on this side of heaven, that's just not the way life works. The reality of this broken world is that ultimately each of us will pass away. We, on the one hand, are happy that John no more has to suffer. We know that today he is able to breathe freely and easily. And yet, on the other hand, we miss him. He's no longer with us, and so that causes us to be sad. In the gospel lesson that I just read, you probably remember the line that said, "Blessed are those who mourn," and so indeed, people who mourn are blessed. But you may not feel blessed today. You don't feel set aside. Someone who is blessed is set aside. You may not feel special. You probably just feel hurt in your heart. So it's understandable that we feel sad and unhappy. But I'm going to make a suggestion that may surprise you, so bear with me on this. While we are sad, while we are not happy, we can still be joyful. Now that may sound a little bit strange at this point, so let me amplify that just a little bit. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is something that we experience from the external, from the outside of us. If you win the lottery, that makes you happy. The birth of a child or grandchild might make you happy. Joy, on the other hand, comes from within, inside of us. Let me give you an example. This is a sad day for me, just like it is for you. But being here and helping you to bring some closure to John's life gives me joy. It gives me a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, if you will, inside. And you can have that same feeling too, and I'd like to explain to you why. So you say, why should I be joyful? I've just lost John. He's no longer with me. The joy that we have today is knowing that all souls of all believers go to heaven. This morning in the men's group, we were talking about the body and the soul and the separation and what does the soul look like, and we don't know. God knows. God created us. And so God has taken John's soul and put it in heaven. Like the rest of us, John was not perfect. In fact, along with the psalmist, he would probably say, "Lord, remember not the sins of my youth." And John and I might add to that, "Lord, remember not the sins of my middle age or my old age as well." In Romans chapter 3, Paul says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So why should you be joyful today? You can be joyful because John was baptized. Through the water and the word at his baptism and by the Holy Spirit, he was made a child of God. As we heard a little while ago, I read these words. In his baptism, John was clothed with the righteousness of God. John was a good guy. He installed our security system here in this building. But that didn't make him right with God. He did not come into heaven because of doing that or any other good work. None of us get to heaven by doing good works. John was made right with God by his faith in Christ Jesus. And so it is with all of us. We're made right not by what we do, but what Christ did on the cross. No matter how many good works you might do in this world, that does not get you to heaven. Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City and a great philanthropist who contributed millions of dollars to lots of great causes, said this to Steve Croft on 60 Minutes. He said, "We've probably saved millions of lives and certainly saved tens of millions of lives going forward. There aren't many people that have done that. So, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm not sure I'm going to stand for an interview. I'm going right in." I can only hope that he was joking, because his millions will not get him to heaven. It is only through faith in Christ Jesus that we get to heaven. I visited with John several times in the past 2 months. Because he couldn't swallow, I was not able to offer him communion. So instead, I anointed him with oil and I followed the rite of confession and absolution. And that rite of confession asks several questions first. And so I would ask John, "Do you confess that you have sinned in thought, word, and deed? And do you confess that you deserve eternal punishment?" And then the next question was, "John, do you believe that Christ died for your sins on the cross?" And to each of those questions, he nodded yes. So do we mourn John's death today? Certainly without question. Are we happy? Probably not. But we can be comforted by the words from Romans chapter 7, because they speak to us today here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Albany, Oregon. Paul writes, "For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." So while God is wiping the tears from our eyes, we can be joyful. We can be joyful because we know that John and everyone who believes in Christ as their Savior can have that confident hope of eternal life with God in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God that comes through the hope of eternal life for all believers keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.